During a recent tour of rural Minnesota, the governor rallied the unicameral troops.
Do not be afraid of unicameral. Unicameral is not bad for greater Minnesota. In fact, the Speaker of the House, Steve Spigum, who is a farmer, is fully on board. He knows it's good for Minnesota because unicameral is people citizen friendly.
Ventura has a big ally in State Senator Cal Larson, a Republican from Fergus Falls. He's been a unicameral advocate since 1973 and has supported a total of 13 bills calling for a one-chamber system. The current proposal would reduce the legislature to 135 lawmakers, removing roughly the size of the state Senate. Larson says this would create efficiencies benefiting outstate voters. For example, he says it would be easier to track specific legislation.
If we had a unicameral, it'd be one hearing. Folks could express themselves and they wouldn't have to spend all that extra time driving in to the Capitol in St. Paul.
But if the folks at a Moorhead Mall are anything to go by, the few that are eager to talk about a unicameral legislature don't like the idea.
It's no good.
Why do you think it's no good?
Because somebody's got to stick up for the farmers, for the little towns.
It's a sentiment many local officials share.
I really can't see any benefit to rural Minnesota for the unicameral.
John Everett is a Clay County commissioner from Moorhead. He sees no reason to try and fix a system that he says is not broken.
The new configuration, however it would come out, would definitely have fewer people. So not only would you have fewer representatives, but you would also have, they each represent a larger area. And consequently, the distance to your legislator will be greater. And I think there's no question that we would lose representation in the process.
There are also concerns rural districts are likely to get larger anyway following the 2000 census due to migration out of rural areas. Unicameral proponent Senator Larson counters that should just spur voters in rural districts to make sure they have the best people possible running for office.
That's the key, is to have people elect capable people representing them in St. Paul. I think that's the whole issue, is what kind of legislators are you going to elect out there?
There it is. Most election laws are passed at what level? Most election laws that are under what control?
Teacher Paul Marquardt stands at a podium to present a class on the political system to his high school students. Marquardt is also the mayor of Dilworth in northwest Minnesota and a candidate for the State House of Representatives. He says the debate over a unicameral is taking attention from more pressing issues.
A unicameral government isn't going to help the struggling farm economy. A unicameral government isn't going to lower property taxes for senior citizens on fixed income. It's not going to create more access for health care. A unicameral system, we're right here in a school right now, it's not going to fix the leaky roofs. It's not going to provide extra resources for school districts in rural Minnesota.
Advocates of the unicameral form of government argue that the people should at least be given a chance to vote on the issue. They cite polls claiming over 90% of Minnesotans want to vote on the issue. Marquardt is concerned that an election over the issue would come down to a battle fought in 30-second commercials.
And of course, the people who will win, or the groups that will win on a 30-second soundbite advertisement, is those with the most money. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot more money in the Twin Cities area than there is in rural Minnesota.
Unicameral legislation has already been defeated in the Senate Elections Committee by a 7-4 vote and was passed on to the Government Operations Committee without recommendation. A vote in that committee is expected today. But supporters like Senator Cal Larson concede the unicameral proposal is going to have a tough time gaining passage this year. Bob Reha, Minnesota Public Radio, Moorhead.